Right, we start off with cricket. Proteas all-rounder Chloe Treon made history in their 76-run victory over Sri Lanka in their final one-day international tri series yesterday. Now, the Durbanite added a massive 74-51 to help South Africa pile on 315-9 and bagged the first ever ODI 5-4 with figures of 5-4-34, including a stunning hat-trick, which has carried her to the milestone of 50 ODI wickets and becomes only the third Proteas woman player to claim a hat-trick in ODI cricket, following in the footsteps of Masabata Klaas and Ney van die Kerk.
I woke up a little bit under the weather today. I don't know how I got through it. But yeah, I kind of just, when I went out to bat, I just took it one ball at a time. Andre Dixon did amazing with the bat, and I just knew I had to stay in there as long as I could. And then with the ball, I was just trying to land it as much as I could. And I'm happy that Laura brought me back and I got a hat-trick. It just was a little bit of a blur, honestly.
Proteas all-rounder Andre Dirksen also added to that history, smashing 104 of 84 balls to earn her maiden international century. And then over to some football now. A sold-out affair will see Soweto Giants, Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs face off for some silverware at Moses Mabhida Stadium today. The Kaizer Chiefs assistant coach Cedric Kayes seems to disagree with Mandla Ntsikazi's statement and feels Amakhosi are the favourites or are the underdogs, rather, heading into today's Nedbank Cup final at Moses. Now, the Buccaneers assistant coach feels they aren't the favourites. Instead, Chiefs are, but coach Kayes thinks they won't have much pressure to deal with compared to their counterparts.
I'm very happy to come into this game as an underdog. We know what are our chances. We played them not long ago. You know, as well, we feel that it's a privilege as well to play them two times in such a short period. Final is a final. And I am very happy that all the pressure from this final is on around the Pirates' shoulders.
Kickoff to that clash is at 3:30 this afternoon, with gates opening at 11 o'clock. And then over to some rugby to close now. Hollywoodbet Sharks coach John Plumtree believes the work continues despite securing top four in the United Rugby Championship. Now, their 29-10 win over Ospreys last night at Kings Park solidified that spot, but coach Plum believes the job is now to put pressure on Glasgow, who are 1 point ahead of the Vodacom Bulls and the Durbanites, who are level on points.
Our mindset will be going full out against the Scarlets. We won't be holding back. We need the rugby. And, you know, we also want to put pressure on Glasgow, obviously. So that's 5 points tonight, and I'm proud of the ball. Yeah, so we're top four now. We're getting, we've earned the right for a home crowd, and that's what we want.